You can't imagine what it was like. You've seen countless flying machines lift up into the sky. You felt the ground recede below, the pitch and sway of turbulence. You've seen cotton clouds billowing beneath you. But you never saw what I saw. December 17th, 1903. I was there. I saw it happen. You have to understand, we knew it was impossible. Every school child knew it. Man wasn't meant to fly. It couldn't be done. For thousands of years, we looked up at the sky, studied the birds, gazed at the stars. But in all that time, not one human being had broken the spell. Not one lucky dreamer had lifted himself from the clutch of gravity. Not one solitary soul had cut the cord that binds us to this loving Mother Earth. The truth is, man was meant to walk. Then a couple of Yankees come down from Ohio. We all thought they were a little light in the head, if you know what I mean. With their funny hats and stiff collars. They introduced themselves, and as I was shaking their hands, I remember thinking, Wilbur and Orville. What kind of peculiar names are those? Well, but they kept coming back over and over and over again for 4 years, and as time wore on, they won my respect. They were tenacious. They had decided they were going to fly, and they stuck with that idea like pecan pie sticks to your ribs. Wilbur and Orville, they did it. And after what I saw them do, I figured it wouldn't be long before everybody was naming their sons Wilbur and Orville. But I should let them tell you about it in their own words.
From the time we were little, my brother Orville and I worked together, lived together, played together, and in fact, thought together.
Our first interest began when we were children. Father brought home a small toy actuated by a rubber spring, which would lift itself into the air.
We usually owned all of our toys in common, talked over our thoughts and aspirations, so that nearly everything that was done in our lives was the result of discussions, suggestions, and conversations between us.
We built a number of copies of this toy, which flew successfully. But when we undertook to build the toy on a much larger scale, it failed to work so well. The reason for this was not understood by us at the time, so we had to abandon the experiments.
We were lucky enough to grow up in an environment where there was always much encouragement to children to pursue intellectual interests, to investigate whatever aroused curiosity.
In 1896, we read the experiments of Otto Lilienthal, who was making some gliding flights from the top of a small hill in Germany. His death a few months later while making a glide increased our interest in the subject, and we began looking for books pertaining to flight.
Dear sir, for some years I have been afflicted with the belief that flight is possible to man. My disease has increased in severity, and I fear it soon will cost me an increased amount of money, if not my life.
You can't imagine what it was like for us. We knew it couldn't be done.